for tonight's comic book club. And now, heroes, in the page, Justin Tyler, Alex Salmon!
Welcome to Comic Book Club with Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our Bat of the Booth booth man. And guys, we have a packed show for you. We do not even have time for an opening bit. No, guys. We have a lot of guests, so we just can't do an opening.
I'm just trying to say... Aren't babies crazy, like, to have them? And I saw a baby the other day.
No, I mean, that's a fair point, but we really got to move on with the show.
No, I was on the airplane, and the food was so...
Come on. We have a lot of guests on the show.
I was on Facebook, and the craziest thing happened.
Actually, I want to hear this.
Okay.
We got an amazing show lined up.
Yes, we do. We have three great guests for you. Later in the show, we're going to have musical guests fall on your sword. But first, let's welcome out Arvin Nelson and John Marshall. Yay! On the show on this packed
Thank
night
you for
of entertainment.
Us. Thank you.
So, John, hello.
Hello.
Let's talk to you first. So you were telling us a little bit earlier, there's a title, Red Herring, that came out, You know some of the people who work on it. Right?
Yeah, I know the guy that writes it, David Tishman, and I went to college with him, and I saw him for the first time in 25 years last Tuesday.
Wow,
that's
a good story.
He's changed, huh?
He's a lot different.
You've done work for the Electric Company, right?
Yes.
What did you do for that?
Nice. For the Electric Company, which is on PBS. It's the remake.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the Power Company.
Con Ed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hey. I've done work for them as well.
What did you do for them?
You know, today they came and they fucked with my stove and I don't know, they
just stove.
But the Electric Company, I was in charge of the animation.
Oh, wow.
30-second animation that they did. It was the first time I ever did anything with animation. It was very cool.
And this was the rebooted Electric Company, right?
The rebooted...
the one from the 1970s.
If I had done the one from 1970s, I'd be about 68.
That's old.
Yeah. How old is that? My
68.
I'll be right.
So, what did you create for them? What did you create for the show?
Well, they had to have cartoons that illustrate various lessons. And so I always said that my sponsor, the only person I had to worry about pleasing, was the letter E. So I came up with, they didn't have enough female characters on the show, so I came up with this girl named Josephine, who goes door to door selling shit.
How long were you working at the Electric?
I was there 3 days. No, I was there for for a while. But the thing was, they had these weird rules because it's PBS.
Couldn't say
so
shit.
You can't say shit. And B, if you have a little girl like selling stuff door to door, they had to have her mom standing in the background.
That's a terrible rule. I don't know. That sort of makes sense to me.
It's terrible. Yeah. It screwed up all the scripts. And there's a commercial out now that has a Girl Scout selling cookies to a giant pair of lips.
It's a good for a romantic. Yeah.
Just want to take down the glare a little bit. Trying to do my job, etc.
Anyway, there's no mom standing in the background with this Girl Scout selling stuff to the giant pair of lips.
It's fucked up, man.
Cool. Arvin, let's turn chat with you a little bit. So two titles you've been working on. First of all, Rex Mundy, all done.
Yeah, that's right. It's done.
Yeah. What?
No. How does that feel? Good.
It feels great. You know, it's been 10 years I've been working on it. So yeah, it's been an intense journey.
Wow.
Wow, really intense.
Cool.
Yeah.
And there's a movie version that's being made, right?
That's right. That's Woo! Right.
Woo! So what can you tell us about that? Give us the update on a movie version.
Well, I'm told Johnny Depp is producing it and wants to star in it. I'm told it's
the guy from 21 Drum Street, right?
That's the one. Yeah. I mean, it's possible it's also kind of cruel and elaborate prank that my friends are playing on me. I don't know. I mean, but that's what I'm told. It's
when
at,
Johnny Depp calls you on the phone,
does he sound like
yeah,
a beast?
Yeah.
What? Well, then it's not Johnny Depp.
Right. I get you. Yeah.
Classic voice disguise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he sound like this?
You know,
I've called Justin on the phone a couple times.
Yeah. I have four
this
movies.
This is Harvey Keitel. I want to make show about host from comic book show.
Really?
First of all, Harvey, I'm a co-host.
Yeah. I slept in his pool house for 6 weeks because of that. Harvey Keitel's pool house. He loved me.
Every day he would come in and show you his junk.
Yeah. He thought that's what my job was. And so did I. So,
you certainly didn't like it was your job.
Yeah.
Arvid, your
yeah.
puppy.
Oh, yeah. It's at Warner Brothers, and Jim Oles, the guy who wrote Bike Club, is doing the screenplay. Ooh. So, yeah.
So pretty good team.
Where are you on all that? What's the progress?
Well, my understanding is the second draft of the screenplay is done, and they're looking for a director.
So you're really deeply pranked, right?
Yeah, exactly. If it's a prank, it's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And the other thing you're working on is Zero Killer.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about that title for those people who aren't reading.
Yeah. Well, Zero Killer, it was sort of inspired by 9/11. So it's a world in which nothing but the Twin Towers are left standing. So
really flipped the script there.
Yeah, a little bit. So the idea is that there was a nuclear war in 1973. Because the United States did not drop atom bombs on Japan in 1945. Mm-hmm. So it's at present-day New York City, but given those different circumstances.
Got it.
Yeah.
And so the first three issues came out a while ago,
yeah,
right?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So what happened? What happened between the third issue and the fourth issue?
Just comic books happen, you know?
They sure do.
Yeah.
You're telling us.
Yeah. sometimes it's just really hard getting three or four people, creative people together and getting them all to commit for any period of time. So,
we have that same problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're almost never all here at the same time.
You guys are committed right now.
Yeah, we are committed.
Just
barely.
We have the bonds of love and friendship that guide us. Telling laugh and boot man.
Shut up!
Okay.
So the fourth issue's fine.
The fourth issue's coming out, and they're all done. 4, 5, and 6 are done, so no more delays.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
What do we have to look forward to in the next couple of issues?
Well, you're going to see a lot more about the backstory. I mean, the way I write it, you have to figure out what's going on kind of through deduction, through what the characters say. And
so you're saying that as a reader, I need to figure it out through the dialogue and the plot.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not any different from the first three. They're all meant to be read kind of together in sequence. So it's not like a relaunch or anything like that. It's just what I should have done 2 years ago. Yeah.
Cool. And when's that coming out?
August 26th. So
real
soon. Yeah.
Now, do you get in trouble if you don't turn in? I mean, what happens if you say, I can't get my team together early? Do they give you a grace period or do they fire you? What happens?
In the military, they drum you up.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get your team together.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, it's my story, and I partner with Dark Horse, so
okay. If
it's, you know, we're all committed to do 6 issues, so when the thing's grind to a halt, they just grind to a halt. There's kind of nothing anyone can do. Actually, the word they use at Dark Horse is in the bucket. That's when something's slated to come out, and it should come out, but it's not coming out. For whatever reason. So Zero Killer was just in the bucket for 2 years. Well, and that was that, yeah.
Oh, cool. And now it's out of the bucket.
Out of the bucket.
That's our
into your hands. Great
place to be.
Cool. All right, we are going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stack.
Yeah.
It's not actually called the stack, though. It's called the friendship pile.
Yeah.
First thing we're going to talk about is Blackest Night number 2.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about this?
Inspired Spear.
What'd you guys think about this issue?
This is phenomenal. This is DC is finally really doing something well here with this.
What? Why?
Well, I just feel feel like the count sideways and the up and down sucked so hard and a lot of the other...
You should watch The Electric Company.
Oh, all right. Well, that's a good idea then. But I'm excited about this. So far, the first two issues have been nonstop fun, so it's been pretty cool.
Justin, what do you think about
it? I liked it. It's really, he's doing a great job of setting up a real horror tone to it.
For those of you who haven't been reading it, basically the dead are rising in the DC universe, and they are hungry for hearts.
Yeah.
That's not a metaphor. They're literally eating hearts.
There's a lot of Aquaman stuff in here, and I don't know. I didn't like Aqualad got his heart torn out.
That was awesome.
Okay.
How about it? Yeah, spoiler.
Is that a spoiler?
That's a spoiler, right? Yeah.
No, that was a lie. I always tell a couple lies in there just to make sure.
Come on,
one of them tells the truth and one of them
lies. Yeah. I always tell the truth.
There are zombie sharks.
Yeah, that was awesome. Phenomenal. When Aquaman was like this and then zombie sharks came out of the lives. Yeah, it's fun.
We were talking about this a little bit, Pete, but I feel like it is very good. Ivan Reis's art is great. Jeff Johns' writing is great. So I feel like I can be picky about things. I feel like it's a little cramped. There's a little too much going on with this issue. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of panels where it's just heads going, "Rrr."
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to, and another head is like, "Oh no, I can't believe what you just did with your hands that I get." Which is my biggest problem. And there's some really nice splash pages, but it feels like there's almost too much going on with this.
Well, the thing is, we know what happens with the all the people who are zombies. We don't know what they do. One gets his head blown off, and the head's right back. Dolphin.
Yeah, they're parsing out information very, very slowly.
Yeah. Well, what do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
How is a zombie shark worse than a shark?
There you go. Either way. Because if you're bitten by a shark, then you just die. But if you're bitten by a zombie shark, then you come back to life as a zombie shark.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
You're hungry for shark breeds?
Which is normal. I'm hungry for that now.
Yeah,
zombie.
You're a zombie, dude.
Nice.
Would you say pick this up?
Yeah, it's very good. It's going to be the event.
Yeah, I would just say I don't know why they don't include some kind of like synopsis of what's going on in the beginning of it. I don't really read DC Comics. I was totally lost from page one. Completely lost.
You haven't read all 30 previous issues.
Well, and they also revealed who the villain of the whole thing is going to be, and it's someone, and I know a lot about comics.
Don't you?
I won't say it. Even if I said it, you wouldn't know who it was. It's some guy from ages ago, small continuity.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think actually the first issue did a very good job
of
getting you right in, and picking up the second issue was like, okay, you read the first issue, now we're going to just get going.
Right,
but there's a lot of stuff in there, like they have a Hawk and Dove stuff in there.
There have
been about 30 or 40 Hawks and Doves, and I've read a lot of DC comics, and I have no idea which ones those were or what was going on.
Okay.
Plus, there's some mysterious stuff going on with them anyway that you're not supposed to know.
Who knew there were so many statues of heroes and villains in the DC universe? Because the rings always are bouncing off statues of people. I'm like, who's that? Who are those people?
I thought you were going to ask who makes the statues.
Yeah, but another good point. The carver, maybe he'll be revealed.
Would you say pick it up?
Yeah. Yes, I reiterate. Pick it up.
Cool. Let's move on to talk about Incredible Hercules, number 132.
Yeah!
Big fans of this series. What did you guys think about this issue?
Oh, Greg Pak is amazing.
That's not about the issue.
It does. He did write it.
So you just love him.
Well, I love his work.
You love his beard.
Yeah, you love his beard.
Well, that's nice. That's near to here and over there.
What if you opened that comic and there was no words, there was just like four beard hairs in it? That would be pretty. You would like it. You would keep them. You would keep them.
Well,
they're
collectors.
You'd have little tiny beard poly bags. And some would be taped on your face. It's a great issue.
It's really good. I mean, the series is always good. I was okay with the last arc of this. But I think this is fun and funny. Riley Brown's art in particular really elevates it to a new status and works perfectly with the words and the plot that's going on. It's great.
Plus, it's kind of sad. The duo's splitting up a little bit.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't been reading it, basically there's Hercules and there's Amadeus Cho, who's a sidekick. They got angry at each other over the past couple issues, split. Now Hercules is palling around with a teenage Zeus. Who's been de-aged and is hoardy for his relatives. I just sold you all copies.
Yeah. 10-year-old boy who's horny. I don't know that reverse sells to me.
I see a goat. Is Thor in this? I see a goat chariot.
Yeah, Hercules is also pretending to be Thor.
Oh, just pretending?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
He's
Thorcules.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thorcules?
Thorcules. Okay.
You don't buy that?
Sure, okay.
You bought the Zeus and the 10-year-old boy.
That's true, I did.
Hercules, that doesn't make any sense.
Now wait a
second. Words don't go together. Right. You're like, I saw goat chariot. I love those. Yeah. Hercules, though?
But what I really like is the whole series up until now has been the two of them. And I just found out in the lobby that they're gonna go back and forth. It's going to be one issue, it's going to be all about Hercules, the other Amadeus Cho, then Hercules. I just think that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's great. Great lobby.
What else did you find out in the lobby?
That the beers are $4 and there's a bathroom.
What a fact-finding mission. Let's move on to talk about Adventure Comics number 1, again by Geoff Johns, art by Francis Manapole. This is split into two halves. First half is about Superboy, second half about the Legion of Superheroes. What do you guys think about this?
I think this is great. Let's just move on.
Pete, you're not crazy about this.
No, the first part sucks, and then you get to the good stuff.
You like the Legion stuff?
Starman was fantastic.
Because
he makes jokes. Yeah, really funny jokes.
Why don't you like Superboy stuff? Why?
It's just Superman's origin story, but with Superboy. Whoa, twist!
Oh, twist is at the end.
Come on! It's Superboy doing what Superman did.
What?
Oh, we've already seen it, but he's wearing a black t-shirt.
Yo, he's very hip. Very hip. I don't know. I think it's great. What they're setting up here is he has a diary on it. Is like,
oh,
things.
Oh man, you had me right there.
Superboy
has a diary.
Yeah, he keeps it under his mattress.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
That's
why I
want. Well, you keep fingernails underneath your mattress. Just for fun.
Are you slowly building your own Greg pot?
Shut up, dude. It's gonna work.
Yeah, fingernails and beard hair.
I saw Weird Science this weekend. It's gonna work.
It seems like there's things with like ages, like teenage Zeus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super. At what age does Superboy?
Yeah, we call him Superman.
Superman.
Yeah. It's not how old he is. It's what he does.
So he's gonna do something and then lose the boy. Just gonna be like, I'm Superman.
He like does something at 15, but
have
then
sex or something. Okay, here we go.
He already
has an idea.
Wow,
did you
what?
Bard?
How do you know that?
Cool.
In my fan fiction.
Yeah.
Right before Infinite Crisis, there's that whole thing where he and Wonder Girl had sex in a barn.
Had barn sex.
Yeah, it was really great. Issue.
That's how you become a man. Have sex in an odd building.
I gotta go.
No, right here is fine.
It's not guaranteed if you walk in a barn you'll have sex in that barn. Just so you know.
But there are a lot of things to have sex with.
Whoa!
Come on. What happened? Sex. He was trying to make a point.
Wait a second.
The proverbial
that,
needle in the haystack.
That'd be the word. Needle? You're ruining a lot of things.
This is a great issue. The art in the first half is absolutely gorgeous. The second half is a lot of fun. What?
I just figure you growing up.
Oh, don't.
Fucking a haystack.
How did you become a dad?
You're right. Like, mine was more grassy. It was definitely... There's an oak tree there. So what I like about this is he has a diary. This diary.
Can
he's
we
like,
just move
no,
on?
No, this is important. Things Superman did, and he has a checklist, and he does them. Superman's origin. But then the last page says things that Lex Luthor did, and he starts like... The first one is Lies.
Oh, wow.
Superman.
So not only is he going to do all the... He's going to copy Superman. He's going to then turn around and copy Lex Luthor.
That's interesting.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
He's made from half Luthor and half Superman.
Right. So we'll just keep seeing the same shit over and over. But he's got a black t-shirt!
Yes. I think about knowing where everybody stands on this. Let's move away from the sexy stuff and whatever else to talk about.
There's
Starstruck.
Nothing sexy about that.
Starstruck, number one. What'd you guys think about this?
You're a dirty man for buying this.
What did you think about it, Pete?
It was future boobs.
Yeah!
It's like I tried to read
it. Future boobs, huh?
This is a reprint of a comic that I believe was in heavy metal for a while, so
yes.
That explains the...
Cool.
Wait, what was
in heavy metal, like recently or?
A long time ago. Okay. And they've been trying to reprint it for years. They finally got the rights to do it and finally put it out. It's crazy, even further than Grant Morrison kind of stuff, where it's barely comprehensible. What I liked was the second half of the book.
Yeah, it was good. Reading this was like if you were sleeping and you woke up and someone was watching Dune, and you fell asleep and then you were watching Phantom Menace, and it was like switching back and forth, but also dreaming. That's my favorite view of this comic.
So really good.
No, really confusing. Especially like later parts of Dune where it's like fat guys and spice this and all that. It's very weird. But it was good.
Did you like it?
No. I thought it was very clear about
that. Second half is the Galactic Girls Guide, which is three girl adventurers trying to catch a robot. I thought it was geeky.
I mean, I don't mean to, you know,
no.
To say no, but you know, girl galactic guides versus this woman wearing this red thing. Yeah.
You like that?
I mean, I don't know what the fuck it's about, but I read the entire thing and I don't really care.
So you liked it?
No,
I didn't. I felt something for it.
Is it one of those things where you need to like a few issues to get into it, or no?
No. I think it's all on
really?
The page.
It just sucks.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Talk about after that.
Awkward. Just
with me. Booster Gold number 23. Justin. I thought you had a couple of words to say.
Yeah, you made us talk about this.
I didn't make anybody. What's the deal with this girl in the cover? She's real.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how to relate to something like that.
Yeah, I know. I get this. I can talk. I can read.
I thought it was People magazine or something.
So that's Blair Butler from A4.
Right. Yes, it's Blair Butler on the cover wearing a shirt that says Booster Gold's biggest fan. My biggest problem with this issue is why didn't they put us on the cover?
That's what I was trying to get.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they've got us lined up for something.
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're three attractive girls.
Yeah. in short of smallish t-shirts.
I like this issue. What'd you guys think about
it? I didn't read it. I couldn't get past the cover.
This is becoming a very awkward show.
The issue, I don't know. Booster Gold is kind of drifting for me. The backup was good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the backup with Blue Beetle was good.
Yeah.
Except for the part where it was like, let's talk about our feelings. I'm sorry, but in the middle of a robot fight, you can't distract a killer girl robot by having another girl be like, I know, I have feelings.
Pete,
I know what it's like.
You've only been in two robot fights. And one of them was with a juicer. Which is easy to beat. So I don't think you know exactly
have
how...
Have you ever been in a fight with a juicer?
It's not easy.
Nothing
easy. What are Booster Gold's powers? I mean, what does he do?
He stole future.
He's quirky.
Tech.
Okay. And he wears tights.
Awesome.
There you go. He stole future tech from a museum that he was working at.
Okay.
So there's a couple of different things like flying and...
He shoots and light.
Bolts.
Okay.
He shoots light?
Like a yellow drawing. Well, how do you want to define it? I don't know. Solar beams. How about
we don't know how to read.
Okay. No, it's like he shoots like lasers.
Yeah, he shoots laser.
Oh, it's a laser. Okay. Okay.
Is that better?
Sweet.
Yes.
There you go.
He can boost, and he's called. Last but not least, we're going to talk about The Walking Dead at number 64. Pete, you wanted to talk about this?
Yes. Walking Dead has—it's kind of an emotional roller coaster for me, but I felt like it was really a fantastic, one of the best last pages I've seen in a while. So it was very exciting.
Please tell us why you thought it was the best last page.
Well, it's tough to get into all the different.
You don't have to just say. I mean, it's really the line that you like the most.
Well, it's the buildup. It's the fact that you know, these guys have been pushed around, and they've been playing smart and, you know, being like, okay, we got to move here, we'll move there, kind of. But now they're just pissed off. So I'm hoping to just, it's going to be crazy zombie killing.
Yeah. Well, you like the last line, that he cocks a gun and says, they fucked with the wrong guy. If there was a movie of, different people just saying that, like 2 hours of, different people being like, you fucked with the wrong guy. So well... Maybe you're fucking with the wrong. He's got a knife. And the other one has a juicer. The wrong guys. And then what if the last one was you?
Whoa.
This is a great issue. The coolest part here is to spoil it, to purposely spoil it, is one of the guys gets taken by these kind of other humans who are starving.
Bad.
They're bad, yep. Basically, they're bad. And they're starving, and so they take him, and a couple issues ago, they cut his leg off and started, and they were like, we're going to eat you. And he was like, oh, no. And then this issue, they're eating him, and he's like, he starts laughing. And they're like, this isn't funny. Why are you laughing? And he's like, well, I just got bit by a zombie. You guys are eating tainted meat, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great twist on the end of the last issue where, you know, they reveal that his leg is cut off. And you're like, oh, man, another leg cut off, but a twist.
So they're offended at his laughing, mm-hmm. at
yeah.
them eating his leg.
Well, imagine if you ate humans. Okay. You're right on board with that, obviously. And then what if, while you were eating one, he would start laughing at you? What do you think? What would you think?
That's fine.
Exactly.
Bingo.
But
now,
what
I think we just took you there.
But what's nice right now, Image is doing a cool thing where... they're putting on the back of all the comics, they're giving you free other
yeah,
comics.
This is a reprint
cool.
of Viking number one by Ivan
yeah.
Brandon, who had
and then
show
Chew
2 weeks
was,
ago.
Yeah, Chew was last week, which was pretty cool. That sold out.
The
it.
Toughest thing about it is trying to read them upside down.
Well, no.
Bullshit.
What? No, I don't.
All
right. Yeah, it's terrible.
Nice. We should probably move on. That's it for the stack! Guys, I'm very excited. Musical guest for you this evening. We're going to welcome them out. Ladies and gentlemen, Fall on Your Soul! Yeah!
Down to the water. Now we need to be there.
Audience questions, and for that we're gonna bring out Booth Man.
What's going on, boys? I got some questions and stuff. All right.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess. If you could stop any Ultimate Hero from being resurrected in the new Ultimate Comic Universe, who would it be, and why?
For those of you who haven't been reading it, the Ultimate line was totally changed recently with an Ultimatum event, basically killing pretty much everybody and having several people be eaten. So, what do you guys think? Any thoughts?
So a pre-existing Ultimate Hero that they're like, don't bring them back.
I mean, Wolverine, right?
Yeah, definitely Wolverine.
Thank you for even entertaining that.
Well, I mean, that's a crazy answer. I don't know. I like the ones that...
Why isn't it crazy? Huh?
Because, A, they're going to bring it back. And
right,
B,
but if I could choose somebody, I wouldn't want them to bring it back.
Why wouldn't you want him back?
Because Wolverine is one of the two focuses of the main Marvel Universe, right?
And possibly the greatest character of all time.
So to make the Ultimate Universe essentially different, I feel like what ended up happening with the Ultimate Universe is everything started tipping towards Wolverine because he's such a strong character.
Yep.
So to make... So to make it different, eliminate him from the equation.
Or may have him be a little bit different. That's the whole point of the Ultimate line. I don't know, have him, maybe the claws,
maybe
don't come out.
Maybe have a patch?
Yeah, give him an eye patch. Perfect.
Yeah, that's too much of a disguise, I think.
I'm saying, like, the whole point of the Ultimate line is to make the characters you know, but different. That was
so
originally
who would you say? Who would you say don't bring back?
Or bring back in a different form, Magneto. He was... just the same, and he did. The only thing he did was he did the thing he's always threatened to do, which was upset the Magneto.
What you can do is you can bring him back as like a teenager, unsure of his identity, like, and then he can join the X-Men, and you weren't sure if he's like good or bad.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I came up with it all by myself.
Pete, what's your answer?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's ridiculous to kill Wolverine because he can be killed.
Already dead.
No, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous. So, I mean, it's not fathomable. You read it and you're like,
So your answer is don't kill Wolverine?
Yeah. Don't ever, ever kill Wolverine.
Oh, that was a good not answering the question.
Wait, hold on. Magneto's thing, he was a Holocaust survivor, right? That's why he hates humans. So that'd be really cool. If he comes back, he would not, like present day, he would not have been through the Holocaust, and therefore maybe he would not have been...
Right, like he had like a really bad day at the laundry.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, if he had experienced the Holocaust, maybe he would have turned out to be a hero and not a villain.
Now we're talking.
Yes. Whenever they say somebody can't be killed, isn't that just complete, you know, not true?
Sure.
Isn't that like bands that concert, they have their farewell tour? I remember, I think The Who had something like 11 farewell tours.
Wow.
After they announced.
Yeah, same with Third Eye Blind.
Every single time they got me, too.
I know. They're still touring those fuckers.
Cool. Whoever asked that question, raise your hand. Pete's going to bring you a present. Let's get the next question.
What is the worst live-action comic book series or pilot you've seen?
or pilot?
Worst? Generation X.
What? Well, I have the poster.
You have the poster?
Yeah, I got it.
With you?
Yeah.
Do you take it everywhere?
Wait,
it's
you like
in my room.
Are you saying you
liked
it?
Score. I said, oh, that looks funny.
We'll get to you in a second. Are you saying you liked it?
I like how cheesy it is, and the fact that Roger Corman produced it, and that he's behind it, I can appreciate it for the piece of cheese that it is.
Okay, so it's bad.
Yes.
What about you?
I like it.
Why?
Because it's Generation X.
I'm going to stay with my answer. I'm going to
remain
unconvinced.
You
like
Mantis?
Mantis?
M.A.N.T.S.
Yeah, I just don't like periods.
Huh? That was a great show.
Was it?
Yeah, you don't...
To be fair, I never saw it. It just looks
stupid.
Mantis
is terrible.
Come on!
Is that the worst idea ever?
What? No, he was paralyzed!
And he has a suit that can make him a superhero.
Don't you see? He can finally fight crime like he's always wanted.
Don't you see?
I was a better series than Generation X. Generation X is a mess.
Oh, but I'm sure you're like Mutant X.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an answer?
I don't watch live action. I'm all cartoons.
Yeah. Actually, to be honest, this is my honest answer. Worst live action superhero show ever, Smallville.
You watch it.
No, I
did
not.
You watch it.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
did. I tried watching the first two episodes, and it sucked.
Sorry,
everybody that likes it. You're wrong.
Didn't they just say today they're going to bring the Wonder Twins on Smallville?
Finally.
Yeah. No, I think that's...
Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do like an Aqua like Mercy Reef or something?
Oh,
like
yeah, they did.
Was that
better? Episode, they put it on
iTunes.
Bing
Ryan says the Lighthouse Keeper.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, the Lighthouse
That's
Keeper.
Awesome.
That's
yeah.
my favorite character.
Yeah. Favorite Aquaman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant favorite guy. Anybody else? No?
The best was the Flash.
No.
By far.
The best was Wonder Woman, by far.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa! Wait a second.
I don't know why. I don't remember a thing.
It's fantastic. That's tough.
It was a good show.
Cool.
No, the whole best. Didn't they change it from Bruce to Dave because they thought Bruce was too gay?
Yes.
Right?
Is
that true?
Yeah.
Not that he was too gay. It was.
What?
No,
no
what
the
was.
Name Bruce was considered like
really?
A gay name. That's why they changed it to Dave.
Was it too gay for Batman?
Well,
Batman's kind of gay already.
Yeah.
Especially
the one in the scene.
Cool. This is a great discussion, guys. Now raise your hand if you ask that question. Pete's gonna bring your best. Let's get one last question.
Pick a good one.
Oh boy. Will you please break into a freestyle rap about your favorite superhero?
Wow. What?
Who's that for?
Huh?
That is for everyone at the same time.
Specifically you, Alex. I think.
About
your favorite hero? Which would be Cypher,
I'd
right?
be like, my name is Cypher Doug Ramsey, two like friends. When I get inside Warlock, we both kind of bend.
Wow.
I'm kind of sad because now I'm dead. Coming back in Necrotia, I hope I don't lose my head. Actually, the thing we're going to talk about is Superman. He's a character, you guys.
Yeah.
That's exciting. There's been actually a lot of talk about Superman because there's a whole legal thing going on.
Cool.
Anybody who knows more details than me, definitely fill them in. But basically, there's been an ongoing legal battle between the Siegels, who co-created Superman. DC offices are around 50th Street.
Yeah.
Seagulls have been shitting on
Oh.
It is nuts. Seagulls are trying to take back the rights to Superman from DC and from Warner Brothers. They feel like they're owed money for creating. DC Warner Brothers is like, no, you don't. We paid you for that. Recently, there was a new thing where I believe it was actually Blog at Newsarama posted a bunch of scripts they had written that had been never bought by DC, showing that there was a little more ownership on the Seagulls' part. Now, the Seagulls own the origin of Superman, essentially, which gives them a lot more clout. If the WB doesn't do a new Superman movie by 2013, then the rights completely revert to the Seagulls, which means they can do their own Superman stuff, do their own Superman movies, whatever they want.
I mean, they don't have a whole corporation behind them, so.
No, they can do it in their backyard,
yeah,
whatever.
Superman party.
So what do you guys think about this?
All the right. I mean, it's great that they're kind of getting some do to it. I thought it was funny. We were talking about this. There's a rumor going around today that Marvel is interested in buying Superman.
Right. We've gotten like four or five separate emails from people that have said, "Hey, using the same phrase. Hey, I heard a rumor that Marvel is going to buy Superman if the Seagulls get take over the rights. Is that true? I'm really worried.
Really worried.
Really worried because I'm a big Superman fan.
I would have worried.
Well, yeah. And then once Marvel has it, oh, it's all over. And now
they're gonna ruin. They're gonna split into two blue and red cards. Be stupid. Not like DC, man. They know their shit.
They're gonna take out his main title and put him on another planet.
I know. Oh, like classic Marvel. Full
kill him off. Split him into four guys. One of them's gonna be a cyborg.
Yeah. One of them's gonna wear a T-shirt all the time.
if Marvel ever in a million years, which is not going to happen, by the way, but if Marvel ever in a million years took over Superman, how would that strike you?
My friend.
I came from the show to the 1940s.
Yeah.
Much earlier than that.
I think that's fine. I don't know. Why? What's the big difference between the two companies that, like, if they went to the other side, it'd be like, it's over?
Well, I think it's the same reason a lot of people, this is, I don't necessarily believe any of this, I'm just saying, a lot of people believe, like, why they don't think the Sentry, for example, works in the Marvel Universe is that he's too overpowered. So you bring Superman in, too overpowered.
Yeah, I know. Like Galactus, like, the fuck's with that guy? Too powerful, eat the planets. Get to DC.
What would you think about the Superman dusting up with Punisher and Wolverine?
Well, one of the biggest things they say about some of the differences between Marvel heroes and DC heroes is Marvel heroes are a little bit more relatable, a little bit more flawed. So if Marvel had the rights to it, would be interesting if they tried to rebrand him and make him a little bit more flawed. I think that would be an interesting thing to see. But I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, in the movie, they had Superman knock up Lois Lane and then fly away.
Pretty messed up.
Well, I mean, there are always like crossovers, right? It's always like Batman versus Wolverine or whatever.
By the way, they had Superman versus Spider-Man in that gigantic. This came out well before you were born.
What was it called? Superman versus Spider-Man One Punch.
Yeah. It was a book like this size. It was like the size of a TV set.
Wow.
And it was the two of them fighting. For some reason.
You don't think Spider-Man would win?
No.
He has spider sense.
It just tingles.
Lex Luthor and Dr. Octopus teamed up. That's why.
Good joint forces.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes perfect sense.
We're both scientists.
Yeah, let's talk. What about this hero you know? I probably dislike him. Maybe I could
mutual rage.
Writes itself, people.
Yeah,
cool.
I don't know. It's crazy. Why would Superman ever go to Marvel Universe? There's no way.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. I mean, when the Seagulls get the right. All of that's going to happen. Seagulls might get the rights to Superman, and then they'll be like, hey, DC, pay us $1 billion. And DC will say, absolutely. And then everybody will get what they want, which DC still has Superman. The Seagulls get the money they think they're
owed. It could end up being like the American League and the National League. They stay separate for most of the year, and then they come together and have like a battle.
Is this about sports?
That's what the All-Star Game is? They battle each other? I should watch it.
But wait, Alex, hang on. Like, it's that if they don't make a movie by 2013, the rights revert.
Right.
Is that what you said? So they'll just make a movie, even if it sucks and they don't release it. It's the Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah.
They,
yeah.
So it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Aww.
Sorry, guys. And that's it for the Week of Geek.
Yeah!
All right, it's time for the next section of trivia. Now we're going to turn it over to Pete LePoon.
This is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 free dollars in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like a chance $25 free. Simply raise their hand to volunteer.
Do it.
$25 free. All right, you sir, come on up. What's your name?
Oh, it's Alex.
Alex, audience? Audience, hi. Alex.
Hi.
All right, so how this works, here's a gift card that you could possibly win.
Could
possibly. Okay, how this is going to work, so I'm going to read you three questions about Zero Killer. And if you go 3 for 3, gift card yours.
Can I?
No.
Okay.
you just sit there and look pretty. Your
what
time
you
is done.
About
Zero Killer? Yeah, exactly. Okay, so please listen to all three possible answers before you choose. Okay, you ready? Okay. Thank you, Boothman. The setting of Zero Killer is New York City, which is ravaged by, is it A, nuclear war, B, bad guys, or is it C, Jumanji? So it is either A, or it is a wrong answer.
A.
Correct! 1 for 1, here we go. Zero is a bounty hunter born in, is it A, New Hampshire, B, Rikers Island, or C, Town of Badass, population 0.
That's a good one. Big win, baby.
So it is either A, New Hampshire, or B, Rikers Island.
All right, I'm going to go with B.
Correct!
Yeah. I would have gone with the funniest question.
Two for two. Don't get cocky. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Boothman. Gangs run New York City. Which is not a gang in Zero Killer? Is it A, New York One, B, the Kings, or is it C, the Giggle Sisters? So it is E. I think we know what it is.
B?
No! What?
Kings, the Kings, wait. New York
the
One?
Giggle Sisters? Say C,
give
please.
Him another crack at it, Pete.
Wait, C
give
was,
him another crack.
Say Giggle Sisters?
No, you didn't get it right. We have to take
it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you didn't win.
Wait, so.
New York One is a gang. The Kings is a gang. The Giggle Sisters.
Oh, not a gang.
It's not a gang.
Oh, okay.
See, I said not really loud when
sorry,
I asked
yeah,
you the question.
See, I knew you won. I thought that was the
first time someone's
television.
Ever gotten it wrong. Congratulations.
Is new comic book day. What are you guys looking for? Oh, we recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they're nice enough to sponsor the show.
Really?
What are you looking forward to?
Oh man, next week is a phenomenal week.
Well, tomorrow.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. But I get to skip around all week because it's Punisher.
Yeah.
All Punisher all the time.
That's true.
Four separate
That's
comics.
That's how the Punisher would want you to act. Skip around all week.
Four separate comics that have the Punisher in them.
What are they? What are the stories going to be about?
Man,
I can't wait to see how different they are.
Bam! Justin, what are you looking forward to?
That's it? Okay. I'm looking forward to Daredevil 500. It's going to be great. Also, The Web from the DC's Red Circle line.
Are you looking forward to it or not?
I just wish it was. I like the. This is back in the day. There was the Impact line of comics from the DC did, which was great. It had the Comet, the Fly, the Web. It was really good. And now they're doing this again, but it's all weird.
Cool. I'm most excited about Archie 600 is coming up. Proposes to Veronica.
What?
Betty? Now, come on. There was actually a guy, I don't know where he was, who protested. This is the stupidest protest ever. He was like, oh, I'm going to protest by selling my Archie number one for $37,000.
Yeah.
So, really good protest guy.
Yeah. You can get money for comics, guys.
Good point.
Sure. There you go. John, what are you
sell your copy of
the. I'm looking forward to Wednesday Comics number 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Woo. I mean, he's not going to marry Veronica. I mean, it's comics. Come on.
No. 601, he marries Veronica.
Really?
Yeah.
They're saying it's real.
What if he's not the real Archie?
Oh, shit. It's Reggie in a red wing. Betty killed herself in issue 602. little fucked up.
Finally.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Zombie Betty.
I gotta say, like, every 100 issues or so, they deal with the issue of suicide. They're just, like, using the same issue.
Well, it's a constant issue for Archie readers. Oh, it's not true.
Oh, well, another hamburger junkhead. Not funny. Don't joke about that. Marvin,
hamburgers?
What are you looking forward to?
No one kills himself.
Well, I originally Zero Killer and Rex Money were supposed to come out tomorrow, but they're coming out a week later, so alas. But
we'll pick up both of those.
Awesome.
And anything else coming out for me that we should be checking out?
Yeah, Thulsa Doom from Dynamite, doing Thulsa Doom. The villain from the Conan movie, James Earl Jones.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Fan over here.
Oh yeah, all right. Yeah.
You guys should really kill
more enthusiasm.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, that's pretty nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool, couple of things before we go. You can check us out almost every day of the week at youtube.com/comicbookclub. Also, next week, we're going to have a great show for you guys. We have Mark Bernardin is going to be on talking about his new run on The Authority, so that's pretty cool. We're also going to have Porter Mason, previously been on the show, doing Bassus Wanda's
Bass's lot in there.
Anyway, it's his last show in New York, so let's see.
Yeah, he's going to LA.
Style. No. A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank John for being on the show.
Yay! Yay!
Marvin! Yay! He's back. We want to thank you guys for every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. And before we go, let's bring him out one more time to do another song for you guys. Woo! Well, love you so much.
Something from you. Got to take it.
Show coming in immediately. Once again, thank you for coming out. Please exit the theater this time. We have another show coming in immediately. You're more than welcome to chat. Thanks, Alex, for the drink. Special mention.